I'm Lisa Ledeen. Tuesday marks 20 years since Fort Ord closed. It was one of the largest U.S. military bases ever shut down, leaving behind an area the size of San Francisco. Today, the base is home to a university, national monument, and construction is underway on a new joint Veterans Affairs and Department of Defense Healthcare Center. But a lot of work remains. KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Perhaps the best view of Fort Ord comes from high on the hilltops to the east of the former base. From here, the relatively small footprint where 36,000 soldiers, federal employees, and their families lived and worked now blends in with the surrounding communities that divide up ownership of the former fort. More noticeable is the vast amount of open space covered in oaks and maritime chaparral.
Safety one, BRAC one.
That's where Bill Collins radios in as he drives a white SUV into a section of that open space called the impact area. He's environmental coordinator for the Army's base realignment and closure.
Anyone entering this impact area has to contact our safety, who needs to know where people are because we are doing cleanup. We have do detonations.
This area, roughly 8,000 acres, is currently closed to the public. For 77 years, it was a place where soldiers trained on ranges with hand grenades, rockets, and rifles. Collins expects munitions removals will be complete by 2022. It's a long process that begins with clearing vegetation, then a survey team searches for unexploded ordnances. To date, they've collected more than 50,000.
Very slow and time-consuming, but it's necessary to be able to remove the explosive hazards on the ground surface so that the property can be used in the future for habitat conservation.
The impact area is part of the Fort Ord National Monument, a near 15,000-acre park, more than half of the former base. The section of the monument open to the public has trails and fire roads for mountain biking, horseback riding, and hiking. Michael Salerno lays out a map on the back of his pickup truck.
Here's where we are. 8th and Giggling.
This intersection is where old buildings on the former base meet open space. It's become an unofficial entrance to the monument, which is a mile walk through oak trees.
You sort of have to be in the know or local because there's no signage.
That's because this land is slated for a development called Monterey Downs, which includes housing, retail, and a horse racing track. Base reuse plans assume a certain amount of revenue will come from development, in part to protect the habitat. But Salerno is with a group called Keep Fort Ord Wild, and it has stopping this particular project in its sights.
Preserve the open space in the unique oak forest and support development on the already blighted areas. We call it the existing footprint of the base, where the pavement stopped.
Where the pavement stopped is where base redevelopment has largely been focused. But blight remains. Just a few steps away from this unofficial monument entrance sit vacant buildings with broken windows and boarded up doors. Plans for this area came to a halt when the economy tanked. But things are starting to pick up.
This is going to be an office here, and then this will be like a small private room.
Peter Cambus of Hosteling International walks down a hallway that's been stripped down to concrete floors. This used to be an infirmary, but soon it and two nearby buildings will become a 120-bed hostel and small conference center. As he steps outside, Cambus says phase one is slated to open next year.
This building that we just walked through is going to have 48 beds.
This is one of the few projects on Fort Ord that's still making use of existing structures. Doing so comes with challenges, often removing asbestos and lead paint and making adjustments to be ADA compliant.
We're finding out that the structural aspect of it, to make it earthquake proof, is a challenge.
It's in part why most of the remaining blight will be torn down to make way for new buildings. Down the road at Cal State Monterey Bay, KAZU's parent institution, construction of a new business and information technology building is underway in what used to be a parking lot. Nearby, senior Miranda Allen says the campus's mix of the new and the old is part of why she came here. This is where her grandfather did basic training. She likes that she's getting an education in the same place he did.
I felt like we both were doing the same thing. Like, even though he was going towards an Army career and a police career, I'm also going towards a career. It's just in a different way.
The next challenge for the redevelopment is keeping this new Fort Ord generation from leaving.
Right now, we're losing much of our talent because we don't have the ability to offer them the employment opportunities and the jobs.
Michael Houlemard is executive director of the Fort Ord Reuse Authority, or FORA, which facilitates the former base's transition to civilian use.
We're losing that sort of brain drain from our region, which is essential to our recovery programs.
FORA is hiring an economic development specialist to help attract new businesses that can tap into the area's growing education community and outdoor recreation opportunities, like those on the very edge of the former fort.
This is the biggest California coastal ocean park in modern history.
Congressman Sam Farr stands on a bluff overlooking the Monterey Bay at Fort Ord Dunes State Park, a place that used to be a military firing range. He's seen the base transformation from day one and says while everything has moved slower than expected, he looks to the successes like this park.
We're here on the edge of the largest national marine sanctuary in the continental United States. This is where California began. We're so full of history, of different cultures, of different meetings of land and water and the environment. It's nothing but opportunity, and I think that's the value added that we bring to a otherwise economically depressed area.
There's no estimate for when Fort Ord's reuse will be complete, but FORA's Michael Houlemard expects the former Army base will be 90% there by 2030. Chris Stallman's on KAZU News.